like we were going to lose our first two race days, which was June 5th and of course, this weekend. And then Premier Doug Ford came out moving the accelerating, getting back where businesses are open a little bit. So we've been able to add this race day. We found out that on Monday afternoon, and we're hustling as much as we can to get that where we need to be for Saturday.
Yeah, which brings me to my next question. I mean, this is great news, but by the same token, a lot of business owners really have had a difficult time because they've been told on a Thursday that they can open on Saturday. You've got a little more leeway here, but you're really going to have to scramble.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly planned everything we possibly could in advance to be ready for whatever our first race day was. And but in fairness, there's things that just can't happen until we have the word go. So, yeah, we're scrambling a little bit. We're going to be fine. We've got all hands on deck working hard to make it happen for Saturday.
We're with General Manager Steve Fitzsimmons from Hanover Raceway. Their first card is coming up Saturday afternoon at 1:30. What's the scenario as it pertains to race fans?
Well, race fans, unfortunately, are not allowed in attendance at this point in stage one of the plan. And so in stage two, there's a very modest number of fans allowed. We're hoping that that number goes up in quantity. They're saying like very limited, like 25 people type of thing. So we're hoping that they'll alter that. And as the vaccination rates go up and the numbers go down in terms of cases, that could well happen. But for now, people will have to be able to watch at home. And we, of course, have three platforms for that: HanoverRaceway.com, our website, our Facebook Live page, and our YouTube channel, all in HD, so you can watch on any of those. And, of course, you can bet through HBIBet.com, and you can watch it through there as well. So there's actually four platforms to watch it.
Steve, based on what transpired last year, do you have a certain level of comfort, even though you're in the entertainment business and you really want people at your site, based on last year, do you have a level of comfort going forward, first of all, for Saturday?
Well, we certainly had very strong support online for wagering last year from both Canada and the U.S., and it exceeded our expectations by probably almost double. So I'm pretty comfortable with the fact that we'll be well supported, and I think, of course, there is a pent-up demand right now that people haven't been able to wager on any Canadian racetracks at all for quite a while, so other than Red Shores down east. So, you know, we have Mohawk opening on Friday, and we'll be opening Saturday, so Grand River Friday as well. So we'll be the third Ontario racetrack to open, and I'm sure we'll be extremely well supported. And I was worried about the fact that we might not have the quantity of horses just to get going again, especially with, you know, some of the stables down in the U.S., and people that have maybe sold off horses to try to keep the rest of their stable going. But our numbers are actually pretty good. So we have a very solid race card, and we're really pleased that we were supported by the horse people for that.
Last couple of questions for Steve Fitzsimmons, the general manager at Hanover Raceway, as they get set for Saturday afternoon and a 1:30 post time for the first event of the season. You did lose one date rather than two. Will that date be made up, or is that still very much up in the air?
I can tell you that I've applied to the AGCO and to the other regulatory bodies to replace that race date with the weekend that would typically be our Hanover Bentinck and Brandt Ag Society Fall Fair, which is August 7th. So I'm just waiting for approval for that. But I wouldn't anticipate that being a problem, that we'll be able to move that to August 7th. It's just not official, but I expect it will be.
This might not be a fair question, but is the Hanover Bentinck Brandt Fair not better with racing than without?
That's a good question. You know, it really is. You know, we haven't had racing in that weekend when we've had the fall fair, largely because of the capacity of the barn. We have a bunch of horse shows and different animal shows that take up the barn. But it's something we've mulled over for a while. That is there a way we can get back to actually having racing during the fair weekend? So it's a logistical thing for us to kind of figure out how we could accommodate all the animals and with all the shows, but we are thinking about it, I have to tell you that.
All right, and finally, Steve, Hanover's not a huge community. It's a decent size, and with your role both with the racetrack and your political connections, what are you hearing from race fans in the town and in the region about the opening of your track?
Well, I think they wish that we were open for fans. I can definitely tell you that my phone's been ringing, and I've been receiving texts and emails for sure. You know, I think they're really happy that we're getting off and starting something at least. You know, I think there was a lot of concern that we wouldn't be doing anything for quite a while, but Certainly, everything seems to be turning around as far as numbers dropping and the vaccination rates going up fairly significantly and quite quickly. So I think, better days ahead for sure. And hopefully things turn around sooner than later in terms of having quantities of fans at the track. That's our hope.
Well, Steve, all the best this weekend and all the best for the season ahead. Thanks for this.
Thank you, Fred.